be helping out with the pricing and if you other have other more questions. All right, James?
Yep.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not bad over here. It's Friday, huh? I don't know where this week went, but it flew. So Giselle just sent over some information to me, and I'm speaking with James, is that right?
Yep.
All right, pleasure to meet you, James. So let me take a look at a few things here. Now, just reading a few here, you're looking to target just residential work within about a 60-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate, would you say?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. We could definitely help you out with this. Now, we are very flexible when it comes to your target market in your areas. So what that means is, hey, if you want to narrow things down to specific counties or cities, zip codes, by all means, let us know because we can do that for you, okay? Sky's the limit with that. Now, all the calls come directly to you. Nobody ever touches any of your customers. Never have to worry about that. As long as you communicate with us, let us know how you like to be found and be contacted by the customers, we'll go ahead and do that for you, okay? Now, James, before I dive into pricing, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
Well, I was asking her, do I have to have a website or something, don't I?
No, you don't. You do not need a website. Well, although we are a one-stop shop, we can develop that for you as well, too. Are you currently working on a website, or talk to me about that then?
Kind of both. I talked to a girl last week about possibly, starting to set it up and whatnot.
Okay.
And, like I was telling you as well, we got, quite a bit of work right now. I just actually did the Angie's thing a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I'm really impressed with it or not, but.
I heard some stories. Word of mouth is best, man. It really is.
Yeah.
When it comes to like Angie's on there, a lot of people they think that it's going to generate a lot of work, and so, rightfully so. I mean, I hear some success stories and some not. Depends on the area and the demand, obviously. But I look at it this way: with the Angie's, there's a lot of missed opportunities in general, just because customers have to be a member, right? And it's just one directory. So, and then the next part is, if I'm a customer, right, and I was looking up, any construction workers nearby or anything of the nature, as soon as I type that in, I might as well Google it. I'm not going to spend time trying to make an account, and then I already know that one time I type that in on Angie's, then other competitors start calling out to me, right? And that's just not fair for everyone. So that's what separates us. Yeah, so James, we only work with one company per industry per area, period. We don't spread leads out whatsoever. It's actually a strict policy with us here. Okay, so, now, this is not a pay-per-lead, pay-per-call, or job service. It's a flat rate month-to-month, no contracts.
Right.
Now, you get listed not only just on Google, but up to 60 other directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, like you name it. We want to make sure it's convenient for the customers to find you when they need you. And you get to track it all. You get a fully customizable tracking system. You get to see where the customers are calling from live. You can even see the keywords that are working on Google to find you. And you can modify that at any time as well. Okay? I didn't even get to go over everything, but honestly, I think this is already just from talking with you. It's probably a really good fit for you. Let's go over pricing. All right, James? See if it fits in your budget.
Yep.
If it does, then we can talk further about everything else that it includes and take it from there. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds good to me.
All right, perfect, perfect. So Giselle, the girl you spoke to earlier, put in a 50% discounted rate for you. So for the life of you being with us month to month, you're looking at only at $249 month to month. Okay, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment to get started today would be at $348. But again, month to month, no matter what, it always stays at $249 a month. Okay, and again, I get to go over everything that includes, but based off the pricing,
I'm paying $400 for Angie, so I mean.
Are you really? $400 a month?
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm about to cancel that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
expensive.
A lot of the leads they get, the people just kind of want a price on it, you know what I mean? It's like,
exactly.
Ready to build, you know what I mean?
See, that's the thing, where it's like, if I was, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but if it was me, and I want the lowest pricing, I'm going to go to Angie's instantly because I already know that as soon as I type in anything that I need, I know I'm going to get bombarded with calls, and I'm just going to take the lowest bid. Right? Because that's what it's pretty much designed for. Exactly. So you don't want those type of customers. You want customers that need your service, that don't care about the pricing, they care about the quality of the work. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
kind of why I want to get a website. I got a Facebook page, you know what I mean, but I don't have an actual website.
All right, well, then you're really going to love this. So if I told you we use target marketing ads for your Facebook, it's included in your package. This pricing does not change, man. All right, so imagine if I was the customer, I typed in any of the services you provide, and I don't call you right away. If I go on my Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on my feed with the click to call you directly from there. So it's like the more they see your name, the better it is for you.
Right.
Now, last part is, I know you talked about the website from the get-go here, so I want to make sure I answer this for you, man. What if I could tell you that we'll throw in the website completely included in your package? Not additional cost, still the same cost, $249 month to month, and we'll throw in that website, we get it done within the first 7 to 14 days. Actually, I've seen it done even faster, but it just depends on what content you like to edit. Would that be something that you'd be like, all right, let's go ahead and give this a shot?
Yeah, I'm pretty interested in it. To be honest with you, I'm probably not going to have time until the middle of next week to really get things going, you know what I mean? Because I know you're going to need a bunch of stuff for me, and right now I'm on the roof and stuff, and you know what I mean? If you call back next week or whatever, I'll be able to have a couple of days where I can set shit up and go from there, probably.
Well, James, here's the deal. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, what I could do is, I mean, for my part, on my end over here, I could secure the listing with you. It takes literally no longer than 10 minutes. I've literally timed myself on this. So as long as you got like 10 minutes spare, we can get it started. I could set up a technician call next week for you. So that way you could have their undivided attention. We'll have yours. You won't be on top of no roof. Okay. And they could go over the website with you, your Facebook ads, make sure it's tailored to your business. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
All right. Sounds good. So, James, how do you spell your last name, sir?
S-T-O-W-E-L-L.
E-L-L. Cool. All right. And then also, James, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice of everything we discussed as promised for you, okay? I don't care. I want to make sure you see it for yourself. What's the best email I can send the invoice to?
JamesStoll33@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you on? For us, not the customers. The ending with the 9087?
Yep.
All right. And then far as this part is for Google, okay, so I need to have this correct. I have the first, or I'm sorry, your last name. Stoll and Rains Construction LLC. Is that right?
It's just Stoll Construction LLC.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'm glad I asked that. Okay, cool. And then now Google's going to send a postcard in the mail to you. It takes about 5 to 7 business days to get you verified. Please respond to it. It has a little PIN number, okay? Without that, it takes forever. If not, okay, I'm not going to lie. What's the best address they can send that to?
The P.O. Box 293.
Oh, actually, so the only thing is this doesn't have to show on Google. We don't have to post it out there for everyone to see, but they do need an actual physical address, though. It can't be a P.O. box.
Yeah. Well, I can give you my physical address, but I live on a dead-end dirt road, so all my mail goes to town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as they have a physical address, then that's okay. They'll approve it, but it's just the rules from there. Sorry.
So it'll be 199 Graves Road, Cherry Valley, New York, 13320.
Okay. Cherry Valley. You said Cherry Valley, though, right? I just want to make sure.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Sounds good. And now I want to set up the technician call. It takes about – we asked for an hour window. So what day next week do you have available to speak with them?
Well, let's do like Wednesday. I need something later in the afternoon. It's always better for me.
Yeah, that works. Okay. Let's see here. Next week, let me pop it up. Monday, what do you say, like around like 5 o'clock? Would that work?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to send you and them the same Google invite for the email. And just make sure I hit yes when you get a chance here. And that way they can see that you're committed to this meeting. And then they'll show you that they're committed to the meeting as well by hitting yes on their side, okay? But I'm going to send this to that same email right now. Okay. And all right. I just sent that out to you. It's going to come from my email, jseo@localsplash.com. Okay?
All right.
All right. And ours right. Your hours? You got it? All right, beautiful. If you could hit yes on your side, that'd be great. Just to secure that there for you.
Let's see here. Monday, August. Yeah. Supply. Making me open it in Safari.
Really? In Safari? Huh.
Well, I'm not clicking on the right thing, but it's going to a calendar.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yep, that worked. Then you're set. You don't have to say anything further. All right, so let's go quick. Hours of operations. You want to show like 24/7, Monday through Friday?
Yeah. 24/7, fine with me.
Beautiful. And you want the customers to reach out to the same phone number here, the 9087?
Yep.
Do you want them to email you as well or no?
No, I kind of prefer a phone call, really.
Same. I don't like the email. I feel like I was so much spammed nowadays, I swear. All right. Okay, and as far as your radius, now, this package, I'm just going to let you know because I'm very transparent. I don't hide around no bushes or nothing. It does go up to 50-mile radius. Are you married to 60 miles? Because it does only go up to 50 on there for this pricing. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine with me.
All right, cool. I hope I earned your respect by saying that, man. I don't like people that say, oh, yeah, we promise you the world and not deliver, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and I'm putting notes in here to make sure the website's included. Okay, and then far as how do you accept payment from your customers? Cash, check, PayPal, Venmo?
Cash or check.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook? You said you had a Facebook page, right? So I'll get that later.
Yeah. It's Stoll Construction LLC.
Stoll Construction LLC. All right, perfect. LLC. Perfect. And then also, the next part is, I'm going to be sending you a bunch of emails and stuff. Don't worry about it right now. I'll talk to you about it in a second here. Let's go over the main meat and potatoes here. As far as the keywords, I don't need all of them. I just need a few so they can start working on things today. That way, when they talk to you next week, they're not starting from scratch, right? Can you name out a few of the services you would like to be found for? That way, I can go ahead and put them in.
New home construction, siding, roofing, decks.
Okay. You do like pretty much everything. Remodels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I try not to get into too much of the interior working on them.
Okay. Yeah. Actually. Okay.
You put it on there.
Okay, that's all right. I just want to put stuff in there for now.
Something I want to do, then I will. But, you know, kind of thing. All depends what I got going on. You know, if it's dead of winter and somebody wants me to go inside and remodel the inside of the house, I'll probably do it. But
I hear you.
Summertime when I'm smashing out roofs and framing houses and stuff like that, you know, I wouldn't have time to do it then.
100%. Oh, man, I don't know how you guys do it on the roof, man. I did a roof for my father one time, and I was sweating nuts.
I'm doing one of my own house right now, so that's even worse because I'm not making no money. I'm losing money.
Hey, it's an investment, right? You know, you gotta do it for yourself, too. All right. And the next part what we're going to do is just I want to make sure it's protection for you, okay? And it's the last two parts we do is we call it voice verification. Everything's recorded. I want to put the pricing in there so that way you hear it. And the pricing never changes for the life of you being with us. Okay, so that's a good protection for you. And then also I'll put in, knock on wood, hopefully we earn your business for a very long time. But if you do decide to part ways, there's no cancellation fees. And I tell you how to do it on this recording, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning. So try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions, concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stoll Construction, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
James Stoll, owner.
Right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. So just letting you know, James, after this recording part, we'll set up the security question. That way, it's everything's very confidential between us and you. I don't want you falling for any traps out there. I want to make sure anytime we call in, we'll ask a security question. That way, you feel comfortable and know that it's us, okay? And we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 9th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 9th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that recording part here. So the next part is setting up that security question. Please, please, please do not forget your own answer to your own security question, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account. All right, we have 3 choices, though. You can make up any answer you want. But we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in, Amsterdam, New York.
Oh, get out of here. All right. Now, this is not going to change ever, okay?
Right.
All right. So I'm just going to put Amsterdam in there because it can't have a separate part on there. So we'll just keep it like that. And then, James, on the card that we're using, is it just the first and last name or middle initial with that?
First and last name.
And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 199?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I'll use my Visa, I guess.
Okay. And I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4447-9625-6202-4848. Expiration is 8 of 25.
Okay, and there should be also a security code in the back or something like that, right?
883.
Okay, perfect.
Zip code 4320.
Okay, yep. Before I process any payment, I know you've been patient with me on the roof especially, too. I just want to make sure I keep hitting refresh to make sure that this is for the long haul. It never changes. We got you at the lowest pricing here to make sure that we keep it that way, okay? So let me hit refresh. Give me just 2 seconds. All right, now we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348, okay? As soon as it goes through, you're going to get a text and an email, and I want to make sure you see your invoice, and that will be your last part for today, okay? I promise.
Yeah.
Right. I like to keep to my promises, man. I'm sorry. It's just a thing.
Yes, you're on both.
Yes, sir. It means everything, man. The only thing you can take to your grave is your words, you know what I mean? So anyway.
Yeah, I do.
Sir. All right, so just went through. Let me know whichever comes to you first, a text or email.
I haven't received either one yet.
Hang tight. Should go through now. There it goes. Okay. Anything?
Nothing.
Of course.
I got your first one, then I got the Google Calendar.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm like a stack, man. I'm going to send another one just in case through here. Should have went through, though.
Yeah, I refreshed her. I'm not getting nothing.
Okay, I'm going to send another email just to see if it could help flood it through to you. Oops. There we go. Did that come through? I just sent another one.
Nothing yet.
Weird.
Okay. I'm going to close out everything and open it, but...
Well, I want to keep to my promise, man. So, on your email, I know this is weird because the other one came through without the spam, but check your spam and junk just in case.
Nothing in the spam. Check all inboxes. Yeah, I'm not getting nothing.
That is weird as anything. Hold up. It says payment went through too, so that should be okay. As soon as payment goes through, usually it pops right up.
Oh. You can try texting it, I don't know.
Let me try the text as well. Give me a second, I want to make sure. So this phone number, I could send you a text on 518-775-9087, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me try that way then. Let me try invoice. All right, I'm sending you a text right now.
Yep, I got the text.
Okay, that's strange. Yes, in here, it says click here to accept subscription terms.
Give me 1 second, let me go back to this and make sure.
Okay.
Yep, all right, that's what I got pulled up. All right, it shows services and business profile. Right.
This is your breakdown of everything in there. Facebook ads and everything, and just to let you know, I usually don't tell people, but because, you know, I feel like, you know, I want to make sure everybody's transparent with you. Our pricing, even without the Facebook ads, is the same exact pricing. So I put more bang for your buck on that, okay? But pricing's the same. Once you notice that everything's in there, take your time. Ask what questions you need me here. I'm going to stay with you. But once you see everything as promised is in there, at the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click, and you're going to sign your name. Let me know when that's done. How we looking?
I'm getting a result. Is it somewhere down here where it says that it's going to create the website for us?
It should have the website. Well, the website I put in there as a freebie here for you, man. So for the life of you being with us, yeah, you're not paying for anything on the website. Yeah. We usually charge extra for the website. That's probably why the breakdown's not in it as a cost. Yeah.
Then as far as payments here, 149. It's saying Facebook ads are 100. Local bundle,
right.
149.
Yep. So it'll be 249 altogether, month to month.
Yep, I got it.
Yes, sir. Like I said, even with a different breakdown, I'm being transparent as anything with you right now. Honestly, my manager probably killed me, but pricing is actually exactly the same without the Facebook ads. So I wanted to make sure it's going towards something to help you more. Yeah.
All right. I'm confirming it right now.
Beautiful, man.
No, it takes them to username and password.
You're all done. All right, so next week, when our technicians call you, they're going to call from an 877 number. It's very, very important that you answer that call, because without you talking to them, the process takes forever, okay? So make sure you answer the phone. It's not a spam call. Save their number. They're going to develop that login and password with you to show you how to maneuver through checking out all your analytics, being able to update your website from there, to see the traffic, everything. So that's your bread and butter, honestly, okay?
All right, so
last
then,
but not least, Oh, go ahead.
I can't log into this until I talk to them?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they want to show you how to maneuver through it, man. That's how important that part is, okay? Yeah. Now, I'm going to send another email to you. When you get a chance over the weekend, look through it. It doesn't mean you need to send everything of these pictures. It's just to verify through Google to get that expedite and move it quicker for you to get approved, okay? So I'm going to send that email to you right now. Whenever you get a chance over the weekend, just make sure to go ahead and fill that out or send the pictures in for it, and that way it could really move things quicker for you, okay?
Yep.
All right. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm happy to say this first. Welcome to the family, James. You know, congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir. Please stay safe on that roof, man.
All right. This email doesn't come through. Is there a number I can contact you?
Yes, here. Take this number down.
All right, go ahead.
877-635-6225. Okay. So from here on out, we have a customer support line. It's voice activated. You have a customer support. If you have trouble with Facebook, say Facebook. If you have trouble with anything else, just voice activated on that. They'll direct you right over to them. All right, partner?
Okay.
And our guys are on it. So, yeah. I want to make sure you're taken care of. All right?
All right. I still haven't got the other email, but maybe it'll come through in a little bit. I'll check it again.
Hold on. But the other email came through, so that's why I know I have the right one.
Yeah, it don't make sense. I got your invitation, and then after I clicked the Google Calendar or whatever, that popped up on here. But I haven't received anything else.
And I sent another one just now, too, to expedite things for your Google verification. Did you get anything like that either? Does your phone, like, get emails when you're on the phone? It does, right?
It must be, because I got yours, but I was out.
The heck?
I got the JFPL email.
If it does not come through in, I'm going to say a half hour. And when you get time, give us a call back in, call that number, and say, hey, I just joined our family here, and my email for my invoice still hasn't come through. Can you help me? And they'll go ahead and do that for you. All right? For sure.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, James. You take it easy, man. We'll talk to you over the weekend, all right?
Bye. Bye-bye.